Welcome to a new What's Up Welland that sees a first-time guest and new organization joining the show. For what's sure to be an informative chat, Stephen Cooper, Executive Director for Community Crew, is here to highlight what this group does in Welland and throughout Niagara. So let's skip the typical preamble and get right to it. Sitting with me today for the very first time on What's Up Welland is Stephen Cooper, Executive Director of Community Crew. Stephen, we've been in contact for a couple weeks getting this episode set up, and here we are finally together, pressing record, getting into it with Community Crew. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Big fan of the show. You guys do amazing things highlighting what's happening not only in Welland, but just across Niagara, the amazing heartbeat that we have here in Niagara.
So if we're going to highlight what's happening in Niagara, let's highlight what is the Community Crew, Stephen?
Yeah, so I'm glad you ask. And part of my last year and change has also been debunking that we're a St. Catharines charity. It just happens to be that that's where we're registered. So I'll give you the quick history and then also just the kind of the who, the what, and the why of who we are. So Community Crew was started in 2015 as a church group from Central Community Church out in St. Catharines. And they just met the mayor and said, hey, what's the biggest need for youth specifically? And it was feeding kids. And so they started making sandwiches, serving to Edith Cavell in 2015. And really that just the need and the availability for people to give back in a heartbeat became very apparent that there was more that could be done. So they registered a charity, Community Crew, and wanted to ensure that it was impartial. And so that it was not faith-based specific. It was not going to support one particular section of youth in the community. It was really meant to be any child from any background, any culture, any circumstances that we were going to serve and support, so that they could have the maximum potential invested in them so that they could be who they were meant to be. And so that, obviously, over the next couple of years after that, just continued to blossom, grow, all kinds of different supports and programming, to the fact that, like, right now, Community Crew is in 33 schools across the Niagara region. 8 are here in Welland. And, you know, the biggest thing is like, we were registered as a poverty reduction charity. And most people who started with us on this journey know us as just the Lunch Angels or the Lunch Program. And, you know, we're more than that. And I think we've done a better job over the last little bit expanding on what that definition is. But really, the whole point of it is that we believe, so we've created a document that says the pillars of potential. And in that pillars of potential, if our group and anybody that partners or works in collaboration with us, is that we believe that in order to for these youth across Niagara to reach their maximum potential, the food is only the first step. And then what? So there's continuous improvement in an investment in other programming, other partnerships, so that these kids have everything open up for them that they didn't think that they deserved. Right? Because sometimes it's they feel not loved or appreciated. And our crew, that's our mission, is to make sure these kids feel loved, appreciated, valued. And currently there's 1,500 kids in our program.
So before we clicked record, I said I was going to stick to the questions we had talked about. And already I'm going to break that rule and go off script. In referring to the crew, so you are working across 8 schools here in Welland.
Correct.
Is the crew a group of staff? Is the crew a mix of staff and volunteers? Are you largely a volunteer organization? Just here in Welland, A, what's that presence like as far as what are some of the schools you're in? And B, how are you able to, or who is helping you provide the services you are in Welland and just across Niagara in general?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And the easiest answer is we're all Community Crew. And I know there's like logistical things behind that, but really there's so many people that support programming, time, volunteerism, connections, social media, board of directors, members, staff, volunteers. We are mainly a volunteer organization. We're over 100 volunteers across the region, mainly out of our main new. So some of the new things that have happened over the last year, prep site with our partnership with the Grantham Optimist Club. So there, if you're in food security, you understand there's complexities. You have to have a health inspected kitchen. You have to meet the Disabilities Act. You have to have enough parking spaces for all the volunteers to make it happen, which in commercial space is ridiculous in general. So who are we? We have five staff currently. I'm a full-time staff and then four part-time staffs. But we're mainly 100 people strong to make what we do happen. 1,500 kids get fed Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. 4,500 lunches get packed, delivered out there into the community to make sure that those kids get fed. Our presence in Welland specifically is we have 8 schools. So right now, currently, we're serving most of our schools are all based off of the poverty data. Challenge with the poverty data is it's older. And in general, there's pockets of poverty everywhere. And you could argue because of the housing crisis that people are just taking up residency wherever they can get it. And so there's families stuck in some of the even affluent areas, which wouldn't show up on poverty data. So I'm constantly having questions and conversations about, is there true need? How do we change? Who's more, like who needs more? But the 8 schools are Diamond Trail, Plymouth, Princess Elizabeth, St. Andrew, St. Augustine, Quaker Road, Ross, and we recently added off our wait list from the last several years, St. Mary's. And some would argue that probably should have been happening off the wait list sooner rather than later, many moons ago. And we're going to get into that when we talk about some of the new initiatives of how we got them off the wait list and that. But our presence is massively felt here in Welland. I'm also exploring opportunities with groups and organizations for even a hub prep site. Before the pandemic, we did have one. And when I was a branch manager at RBC here, we were leading the charge of running that site at Rose City Kids in Welland. But then pandemic happened and you had to retreat to one location and jump through all those hoops. So it is a possibility that we want to strengthen our opportunities here in Welland. One of the big shout outs in Welland, or sorry, two of the big shout outs in Welland I want to give is one is Bosch Rexroth. So they've been a huge supporter of our program since the beginning. And, you know, sometimes we'll do even where we bus kids to go to their facility, teach them about just careers and opportunity. It's one of our partner programs that we have. And they've just been a huge supporter, not only in, again, seeing the whole feeding the kids mentality, but then bringing to light that these kids need to understand that there's more for them and that the community cares for them. And then secondly is starting next month, we're going to be at Delta Bingo and Gaming for their charitable good that they do. And so you'll see more of us here in Welland and a presence to then starting to connect with not only the community at large, but also the other charities that are there. Cause there's always the handoff and where are you from? And just genuinely connecting. And that's what my heartbeat kind of gets to is that's what the crew is. It's about connection to each other. So I went on a little tangent there, but.
No, tangents are good. Okay. And I like that you use the word heartbeat because your Heartbeat with Community crew has just turned a year old, just give or take a couple weeks. It's just a bit over a year now. So in that, congratulations for having that year long Heartbeat with this fantastic organization. What has that year been like for you? What have you seen change? What gives you hope for, we did this in a year. This is what we are looking forward to. What 1 year in the life of an executive director at Community Crew. Please tell us more.
Life of an executive director. When I started, it's full of doubt. What did I get myself into? Is this really where I was supposed to be? You constantly think, can I even do this? And, you're leading a team, but you're also with the weight of the shoulders of 1,500 kids in the region, it's heavy. And I say that in general for every executive director that's out there, because I think sometimes we don't give us enough kudos that you feel kind of isolated on an island because you have to support the team and their troubles and circumstances, and then you have to go to the board and make sure that the board is heard, and you're constantly sometimes, like I call it like an island. So you're on a lonely island, and it can be really heavy. And so when I look at my last year, I came into an environment where we had significant challenges, the biggest being that we needed a new space because we were operating out of the basement of the old Central Community Church on 240 Scott Street, and that building was going to be coming down. And so we had to find a new commercial space. Anywhere I looked was looking for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month easy, which if you translate to lunches is 60 grand a year roughly and 30,000 lunches a year, which means at that time with no depleted reserves and financial circumstances, I was looking at, that means I have to cut kids and cut school. So my first month to 2 months of March and April of last year was some sleepless nights being, I don't know if I can do this. And then is the only solution to cut kids, right? And the hardest thing about that is we send inspirational notes written from our community partners in the lunches every week on Tuesdays that say you matter, you're loved, the world's better because you're in it. And now if those kids that were getting that all of a sudden didn't get it, it like broke my heart to think I'm going to have to be that guy now to do that. And instead, I leaned on my faith and my circumstances to say, like, I was brought and called to be here to jump in. And I'm really proud to say that we finished the school year strong. We didn't cut any kids. We expanded programming. We then entered into a partnership with Grantham Optimist Club in St. Catharines, who have been, you know, really just a massive thank you to them, that they just said they're friends of youth and this is a perfect opportunity for them to jump in and do something really amazing. And then it became where you look at we've increased and then we've taken kids off of the wait list and expanded programming. So when I look at my last year as an executive director, I really say first, this is my first kick of the can of being in charge of a charity. It's not my first case in business, obviously, in 20 plus years in finance. The people who know me know that I've been a philanthropist at heart, helping anything and everywhere across the region, especially since I was in cadets as a teenager. So it's not a shock that when I took this role, and it's still not a shock when I share my successes over the year, that I was a perfect fit for this type of a role. But it definitely is not for the faint of heart. And it's okay to doubt yourself. I've had some really good people in the charitable sector that I've leaned on. Many of them, if I toss names, I would, but I don't want to leave anybody out, so I don't want to go there. But like they said, it's normal to doubt yourself, right? It's normal to jump into this and go, you know, how do we do it? And you just get going, and then you meet new people, and then you connect just like this. You're connecting with other people. So life of an ED, not for the faint of heart. Kudos to every executive director of every charity that's reading. You're listening to this, because you don't get enough accolades. And I know you don't do it for the accolades, because I don't either. But it's definitely something to be proud of for your organizations.
So something else that is not for the faint of heart is piloting new initiatives, is putting something new in place in order to help an organization grow, in order to help an organization expand its presence, generate more services. And that's where you are right now with, when you're into Community Crew, you are looking at new initiatives. And what got this episode conversation started was an initiative that you had told me about, which is an eco program that is currently running right now, couple weeks in, but what is the program? How did it come about? Where are you at? And what does the future of this eco program look like?
Yes. So how did it start is ideation is one of my top five strengths. So while that could be awesome some days, it's also a burden because you can think of a lot of different things. But one of the biggest things I realize on parents right now and families, being a dad myself, is there's a lot of stress and strain on financials for them. And the people in our programs, sometimes it's a short-term issue, like a job loss, and sometimes it's a longer, you know, drawn-out issue, whether it be addictions or circumstances in the family. But if we think that those parents don't want to help, then that's false. They just haven't been given a means to be a part of the solution. And so when I started thinking as a parent, how do we engage parents and family units to be a part of the solution that isn't going to cost them anything? And then also big on supporting our environment and kind of just making sure our footprint and a sustainability level is important to, you know, support the schools and their initiatives as well. So I reached out to AIM Recycling in St. Catharines. They're AIM Recycling, actually an international company, but the factory and plant in St. Catharines was the one I reached out to. And I just pitched this idea of these parents in our programs, whether they're well off or not well off, being a part of the solution and turning junk into lunches. So that spitballed into a whole crazy conversation about, well, we can do a battery drive because that's people have dead batteries from all their electronics, and we can also do a pop can drive because as much as we want to be healthy and everything else, and sometimes now it's even just water is coming in a can and flavored water, and there's the cans aren't just pop cans anymore. And so those parents now can feel in this process of this partnership. So just to give, sorry, so I guess I should explain. So schools that are partnered with, so there's about 10 across the region, a few in Welland, and I'll read some excerpts from them. And it's just encouraging them to bring in pop cans. So aluminum cans, obviously not full of anything, and dead batteries, so alkaline batteries that can be turned into money that AIM Recycling pays us per weight to then basically buy lunches in the program. So if a parent is getting a lunch from Community Crew and now they go, well, I can't give money to the program, but now I can give something and turn it into a lunch, which my child is getting, to me, that's power. You're making people be a part of a solution, which is my focus and my heartbeat, as opposed to it always being a, I need money, I'm a charity. So it spurred this conversation. AIM just jumped on board. They loved it. We're welcoming partners for it. We've had many meetings leading into it. It's actually going to run. It's running right now, but it's also running all through April, which essentially is leading into Earth Day and just talking about just highlighting the availability for that. And so I just want to, I'll read off a quote from AIM Recycling because we just want to make sure that, you know, they understood, like, why did they do this? So we at AIM Recycling saw what Community Crew was doing to help support children and youth, and we were inspired to work with them. We had recently been advertising that we would take alkaline batteries, and we decided to start a used battery and pop can drive where kids would bring these items in, and we would put the money towards the Community Crew's efforts. From there, the partnership was born. Over 10 schools are currently participating, and even the Niagara Ice Dogs began advertising the initiative. This is the perfect partnership that highlights to students the importance of recycling while empowering the children and youth to give back to their communities. So that's how it started. We actually have some pizza parties for classrooms to win for prizes. So even if you're a school listening or you're an educator and your school is not one of the ones that are currently, and even if you're not a Calm Crew school, they can reach out to me because I can get them into the whole point is just this is a community initiative. So doesn't matter if they're a Community Crew served lunch program. If they want to get involved, we can figure that out. And then, so we did an early bird draw, and this is the first announcement we're making of it. So congratulations to St. Mary's, which is here in Welland. So it's crazy that I'm doing this podcast, and they were the one that won the first early bird draw. And I just got a quote because I sent the principal an email this morning, and he said, just St. Mary's is happy to partner with Community Crew in order to support lunches for our students. A special touch that the students enjoy is the positive and thoughtful messages written for them in their lunches. These lunches are given to students as an opportunity to focus on their schoolwork and not worry about hunger. As well, our students have taken the initiative to donate batteries and aluminum cans in order to support the programs in our school. It takes a community to raise a child, and our students are showing that by bringing in the batteries and cans. So you can just see the engagement with kids. It gives them a leadership component. It gives them a way to be a part of the solution. And quite frankly, it costs $0. So is this it's going to drive and make us $100,000? No. Is it probably going to make a couple thousand bucks by the end of it? Probably. But does it give every parent and family an avenue to be a part of the solution instead of being just one of those families that are taking? 100%. And I think that's how you break a poverty cycle, is being part of solution-based as opposed to just the handout mentality. People are just taking from, and there's never an opportunity for them to actually have a voice to go, I want to help. I just can't help with monetary component.
So for highlighting the initiative and for making that celebratory recognition to St. Mary's and just drawing that awareness into what the crew is doing as far as new ideas go, and I guess drawing in that Welland component. Thank you for that. Just what a cool thing to share right now with people listening as that being, or St. Mary's being the first school that won that draw. I can't think of a better way to start winding the conversation down. You, as we're doing that, you spoke to schools that are not yet part of this initiative, reaching out, and just in general, where are people going? If they're going to reach out to you, where are people finding more information about Community Crew? If they want to learn more, if they want to support and participate and get engaged, where are they going, Stephen? What does that look like?
Yeah, so the best resource is our website. It's communitycrew.ca. It's in a little bit of a transition because we are, again, expanding and growing initiatives. And so basically the information you're going to have there is the basics. Our socials are the best. So, you know, LinkedIn, we're on there. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We constantly get tagged in videos. And like to see the energy of what the crew has been doing over the last year is really something fantastic to just see and be a part of. And there's so many ways for someone to get involved. So I would direct them to any of our socials. You'll see videos and all kind of different fun things we've done and facts too, right? Like 1 in 4, and you could argue the stats because it depends on what age and where and that, but it's pretty much 1 in 4 youth are struggling with food security. And when you look at that and you think of a classroom of 20 to 30 kids per classroom, that's a lot of kids at every single school that are struggling and you don't even know. They could be your neighbor. They could be your niece, nephew, grandkid, kid. Like it could be you listening and saying, hey. That's the best. My email is open to anybody. It's Stephen with a PH. So STEPHEN at communitycrew.ca. I welcome just chats. I love going for coffee. Coffee is my friend most days. And to be honest with you, we have so many other ways to help, and not all of it is around money. Again, we're 100 plus volunteers. There's different volunteers. There's now bingo volunteerism. So there's so many ways. And one of the best ways from a free perspective for anybody, for any charity, is the Many Seeds app. It's a free app. If you haven't heard about it, you download it. You watch 3 12-second ads a day. You've probably, I think, talked about it on other podcasts. But people can pick what charities they choose. And Community Crew is one of those charities that people can pick from it. And it just turns your time into a dime. Like, essentially, we've raised over $1,500 in a year from that. And you might say that's not a lot of money, but that's 750 lunches. So, from people's time. So I think, you know, when I talk about just different ways for connection, you know, there's so many ways to connect with our crew, be a part of it across the region, in here in Welland. And yeah, I'm just excited about what new things we have with pilot projects in literacy, financial literacy, mental health. We're constantly having collaboration opportunities. Some we can't announce yet because they're in the pilot stages and we just want more data before we kind of go, this is the impact. One we just announced on socials as like a soft, which is we officially launched our literacy program. I'm not going to go into details about it because I'm going to make a post in the next couple weeks about it. We are actually having another pilot of that in Welland in the school next week. So it's exciting because that's here, right? Heartbeat of here in Welland, that is, again, showing that there's more to Community Crew than just we're feeding kids and it's a lunch program. We really believe in the pillars of potential and investing in these kids.
Well, Stephen, thank you for bringing so much information, so much awareness of Community Crew to What's Up Welland. And given how active you are on the socials, I am looking forward to sharing this on ours, and I'm looking forward to you sharing this fantastic conversation on yours. And yeah, thank you for the work you and the crew are doing here in Welland and across Niagara.
Thank you. Can I just finish with a thank you email from a parent? Just because you don't always get a direct, because we actually don't do that very often. Like, everything's done through our school champions. But so everyone thinks like people just take from these lunches and it's this program. And so we sometimes forget that sometimes people just need a temporary help. And so I got an email saying, good morning, Community Crew. And this was recent from a Welland parent. And it said, my daughter, you've been feeding in grade 4. And so for the past few months, but I finally got a new day job and I can have time to prepare her lunch and have the money. So we decided that another child would need this lunch. And so we're quitting the program, but we're so thankful that you supported her during that time. Like, it's like, that makes me like choke up. And I just want to put this out there that, you know, sometimes, you know, parents get a bad rap when they're taking advantage of these programs, because it's something like, well, they should go and get a job and that. And the world is a very different place today. So getting something like that where somebody says, I did it. Like, you filled the gap. You supported what we needed. The other thing I forgot to mention is that we have over 15 combinations of menu that we support, all dietary and cultural. So halal, for example, which is where we fit into, you know, supporting the other nutrition programs that are out there. So, yeah, so many ways to help, so much information. I could talk all day, if you can't tell. Must be the Irish gab in me. But I am super grateful for Welland Community, Niagara, and for you, Paul, and sharing your gifts in this podcast, highlighting the good that's happening in Welland. So thank you.
Thank you for bringing the good to the show, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen, for bringing the Community Crew story to What's Up Welland. You shared great awareness about what your dedicated crew are doing in our community and across Niagara. As you said, you're active on social media, so I hope folks follow along as you and your group continue to write more community stories. To learn more about other groups who are bringing services to people here in Welland and beyond, dip into past and future episodes at engagewelland.ca/podcast.